For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's hockey team was off last weekend. We'll host Ferris State this weekend. We're joined by Dylan Eichstedt, a sophomore defenseman who's been out since November with an injury. How's the rehab been going for you?
It's going well. You know, I had surgery there right before Thanksgiving, so it's been a long process, but I'm on the tail end. I'm looking to get back.
How close to 100% are you?
I like to think closer than I might be, but no, I'm hoping to be able to start skating tomorrow, and we'll go from there. So,
what's the hardest part about not being able to play?
You just miss playing. I mean, just everyday practice and the games obviously is the biggest thing. You just miss not being on the road with the guys. That's sitting at home alone. It's no fun. So yeah, just all of it's kind of a pain, I guess. But
from afar, what's the team been doing right in your mind since you've been out?
Oh, we're doing a lot of things. You know, Bits is still playing really well and playing well defensively. We're scoring some big goals. Just got to keep that going and keep winning games, keep getting points in the conference, and keep building towards that championship.
You and Brendan Harms are both injured, and neither one of you made the long trip to Alaska or to Bowling Green. How much did you talk, text, social media, whatever, the guys, just to keep tabs with them and still follow along with what was going on?
Yeah, I watched all the games, and I know Harms, he did too, I think. I mean, I was not only texting him, but we got a group chat with the guys where we get to hear about the fun stuff that they do and all that. So, yeah, I know it sucks missing, but, yeah, at least I was able to keep in touch. So,
the relative youth of the D-Core going into the season was one of the big question marks. Has they exceeded your expectations?
Yeah, Tommy and Whitey, they've stepped in and they've been great. You know, they've played well. They've showed maturity in all aspects of the game, I think. And, you know, overall, we're pretty young back there. So I think that we've all taken a good step in the right direction. And then, you know, now this time of year, it's freshmen aren't really freshmen anymore, and sophomores aren't really sophomores. Everyone's a year older. They got a ton of games under their belts. So that's been good to see.
Being from Bemidji, what would it mean to you to win a McNaughton Cup and host the playoffs throughout in this building?
Oh, get goosebumps thinking about it. That's everything, you know, to be able to give back to this town that's given so much to me is, you know, it's why one of the reasons I play the game, you know, it'd be amazing. So,
hope to see you soon.
Thank you.